Yeah. It's good to be here. I appreciate the prayers, and I please ask continuing interest in your prayers this morning. You know, why do we have locks on doors? Why do we have bank vaults we keep money in? Why do we have alarm systems? Well, for one thing, it's for security purposes. You know, we have to be secure. You know, we like to feel secure. We like to know that door is locked or our money is being safe. And we like to be safe ourselves. Well, how secure are we in Christ? Thank you. Completely secure in Christ. There is no better security. There is no better assurance that we have than that blessed assurance of Christ. You know, in Proverbs 18:10, it says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." Psalms 4 and 8, David says, "I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makes me dwell in safety." Brothers and sisters, we are secure in Christ. We don't have to worry about that. We don't have to worry about tomorrow. There are things in this life we will have tribulations. That was a promise. That was what the Lord had told us. We have tribulations. We have trials we have to go through. There's trouble to come. But brothers and sisters, we are secure in Christ. We don't have to worry about that. There is nothing that's going to stop that. There's nothing that can thwart that. If you will, turn with me to Matthew chapter 6, please. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, I'm going to start in verse 19. It says, "Lay not up yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal." You know how that often that is? You know, you may have something, as if someone's ever broke into your house and stolen something from you, you could have had the best locks on your doors. You know, there's people that break into banks all the time. It's just something that thieves do. It's something that this old sin nature is going to make people do. It's going to happen. So why would you want to lay up treasures here on this earth where things can happen to it? It says, "But lay up yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." Now, brothers and sisters, there's nothing wrong with having riches here on earth. There's nothing wrong with saving your money. There's nothing wrong with having your possessions. But what's the root of this? Where is your trust? Is your trust, is your faith in your riches? Is your faith in these so-called security systems? You know, there's nothing wrong with having a good security system because, hey, the day and age we live in, we need it. But brothers and sisters, we should be having our trust. We should have faith in our God. As I said last weekend, He's faithful. There is none that's more faithful to us than God is. I wish that we could be as faithful to Him as He is to us. That's what we should strive to be. That's what we should be pushing forward to. But getting back to that being secure. You know, some people, and the vast majority of the Christianity today is, you know, they have this version of Jesus, and He's just begging and pleading for people to come. Just begging and pleading, "Please come. I prepared you a good place. Come and go with me." That's not my God. My God is going to get every single thing that He paid for. And He's not going to lose a single thing. That's my God. Turn with me to John chapter 6. John chapter 6, verse 37. Let's just jump in the middle of it for sake of time. All the Father hath given me shall come to me, and him that come to me I will in no wise cast out. Well, that's nice to hear, that if we come to the Father, if we come to the Lord, he's not going to cast us out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will that hath sent me, that all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. It says it right here in plain English, he shall lose nothing. How secure is that statement? We can feel secure, as we heard last time. We can rest in assurance of that. We can rest in the Lord's promise. He shall lose nothing. All that the Father had given him. If we go to John, stay in John, go back, go down to chapter 10. Pick up another couple of verses. John chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Brothers and sisters, we're talking security. Nothing. There's nothing. No one can pluck me out of my Father's hand. I'm secure in Christ. He has me in his hand, in his Father's hand. And nothing can knock me out. Nothing's going to take me away from that. Brothers and sisters, like I talk about that blessed assurance, one day heaven will be my home. And brothers and sisters, heaven will be your home. And no one can stop that. No one can stop that. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. I'm sure everybody here knows where I'm going with this one. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, let's start with verse 38. Paul states, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen?
Amen.
That's right. We are secure in Christ. And it says, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing. I love that last statement, that little catch-all, nor any other creature. That means I can't even mess it up myself. Thank the Lord. I can't mess it up. Because if I could, brothers and sisters, I would. I've done enough to do it already, I believe. But I have the assurance of his word. I can't mess it up. Nobody can mess it up for me. Even if somebody were to come in here and gun me down now, it doesn't matter. I'll awaken his presence. I have that blessed assurance. I have that security. Brothers and sisters, no better security blanket than that. Let's trust in his word. Let's lean on his understanding. You know, it's because of that blessed assurance. We have that song, Blessed Assurance. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. He's mine. But thanks be unto God, he's big enough, he can be all of ours. But let's just make it personal. He's mine because I am his. But we know it's because of the determinate counsel and the finished work of Jesus Christ our Lord that we have that blessed assurance. He came down to earth, he suffered, he died upon the cross, and he arose again. But because he lives, we shall live also. And it's because of that we have that song, The Solid Rock. We have that solid rock we can call, we can cling to. We can have that solid foundation that we have, that we can build upon. And we should build our lives upon this foundation. That's what we should build our life on. if you're talking about you needing security, and we were talking this morning about insurance, you know, it's good to have that stuff here on this life. But brothers and sisters, there's no better security than the security that we have in Christ. Amen. That we have this foundation. But like I read earlier in the Proverbs, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth to it and is safe. You know, there's a lot in that little verse right there. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Like I said, He's our security. He's our strong tower, our defense. And that's defense is sure. And the righteous runneth into it. We can't run away from it, brothers and sisters. We have to run towards it. We have to run our race looking unto Jesus, because He's the author and finisher of our faith. And we have that faith of this blessed assurance that we have in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Appreciate it.